Canada's Top 20 Countdown.
Hi, this is Chris Conley from the band Hot Panda.
Hey, this is Jono from Diamond Rings.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from McKettabees.
Hi, this is Lowell Campbell of Wintersleep.
I'm John K. Sampson.
Hello, this is James from Kings, the Old Tango.
Hey, this is Hayden, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada, this is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
And here we go again. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, March 5th, 2013. Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report, which is released every Tuesday evening. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we'll play selections of the top 20 over the next 2 hours, as well as all the regional stations submitting their top 30 charts, which becomes the top 50, 35 stations submitting their charts this week. Also, specialty charts including electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, monthly charts, yearly rundowns, and features including interviews, reviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com, that's our email. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we are on Twitter. Our handle is at earshot20. Pretty exciting show this week. We've got a new number one, and we're talking to him. Huh? That's a hint. It's a him. I don't know.
That's all you're giving.
Is that a hint? That's all I'm going to give? That's all I'm going to give for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. And we also have a great artist feature as well, a band from Ottawa, and they'll be on tour. So you'll get a little bit of that and hear about where they're going to be. And if you're listening to the show as it's being recorded and broadcast live out of St. John, New Brunswick at Local 107.3 FM, this band that we're going to be talking with is actually coming to our area and will be on the east coast as well. And in talking to them, I did find out that they are planning to go west. Just they're not doing it right now, but they are planning to make it out that way. So when you hear their music and you're like, I love it, fret not. Just post on their Facebook page and tell them, we want to hear you, we want to see you. They sound like really nice guys. So
that sounds good.
It's
yeah,
gonna be exciting.
It's gonna be a really great show. As Anthony mentioned, loads of folks to talk to and lots of great music to bring your way. Don't know, you know, it might not be this case for you, as you know, technically you could be listening to this anywhere and at any time, but as we're doing this live, it is a beautiful day outside, and just put Tony in a good mood over there.
I love sun. I love the fact that that summer is just around the corner, and it's beautiful.
It's a big corner, but it is around it.
It's there. It's peaking. Okay, spring. I should look forward to spring before I look forward to summer. I always leave spring out, and it's like the...
Got to move your clocks forward.
Yeah. Oh,
this weekend.
That's brutal.
Going to lose an hour of sleep, Anthony. Are you being cranky on Monday?
Well, Big Brother's on Sunday night, so we'll see. I might be a little cranky if I don't get enough sleep. But normally, when they move the clocks ahead... Or back. It's always on the Saturday. It's at 2 o'clock, right? So establishments that are open until 2 a.m. don't lose the hour, but they gain the hour, is how it goes, I think. I think that's the breakdown.
Sure, I don't know.
But it's always at 2 a.m. So it's actually when I get up in the morning. Let's say I get up at 9. Then I'm like, walk over to my alarm clock and, oh no, now it's 10. Magically, I made an hour disappear. It's like I went over the border or something.
It's not a very good magic trick.
I don't know. Some people might think I'm amazing. I don't know. I'd also like to know, does everybody across the nation observe a daylight savings time?
I don't think so. I thought there are some places that it doesn't.
So some people out there might be like, what are you talking about? Putting your clocks ahead, fools.
It is pretty dumb.
It doesn't seem like, actually.
I'm pretty sure we only do it because the States does it.
No, listen. I know why. I heard this the other day. I know why we put our clocks ahead. And it was created by... Oh, now I'm going to forget who it was. I'm pretty sure it was Benjamin Franklin. Wait till you hear this one. The concept of putting your clocks ahead and back came with... the expense of buying candles. The thought was, if in the spring you've set your clocks ahead, you'd get one more hour of daylight. You wouldn't have to use as much candles to light your home, so you'd be able to save money on candles. Now it's just electricity, and electricity is expensive, so it's good that you get that extra hour.
But except that I think that in studies they've proven that it hasn't saved any money. I don't know.
I live in a world of positivity, Brian.
Hey, I do too. But I also like to get rid of dumb things.
No, I think it's I don't know. It's a weird thing that we do. And so yeah,
I love it when it goes back. It's a great time.
Going back, we should just set it back every year, and then we just be gaining hours upon hours until one full day has gone behind.
Yeah,
us.
But except then you'll end up with like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, pitch black, and it'd be like we're living in Iceland.
Anyway. Far too deep for this show. That conversation was too deep. Just know, if you're out there, that we're doing a countdown show.
It was only deep because we were digging ourselves into the ground.
Yeah, I don't understand.
With our lack of knowledge. All right. So we're going to jump into some tunes here. A couple of debuts on the charts this week. Lots of new stuff as well. At number 20, re-entering the charts from number 32 is Minotaurs. And from New Believers, you're going to hear Split the Atom. Shotgun Jimmy is debuting at number 19 with his new fourth, I believe, solo album for the Sackvillian indie rocker from New Brunswick, and it is called Everything, and you're going to hear a track called Adventure in the Heart. And at number 18, up from 26, Boy, and from the album Mutual Friends, you're going to hear Waitress.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Lost it in the weeds, watched it move around, watched it move around. Found a little space, quiet like the moon, quiet like the moon. Some pieces in my mind, changing all the time, switching all the time. It comes back now and then, it opens like an eye, a string upon my finger. I sometimes let it move me, sometimes let it ring. On where I linger. We'll be right back.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Until real life arrives.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track by Boy Called Waitress from the album Mutual Friends at number 18, up from 26. Before that, debuting at number 19 was the new Shotgun Jimmy record called Everything Everything, his fourth. And you heard a track called Adventure in the Heart. And starting off the program at number 20, up from number 32, re-entering our charts, is Minotaurs from the album New Believers. You heard Split the Atom.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is the Earshot 20. We're counting down to the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And in the mix of that, we also like to throw on some great music from other Canadian artists or bands, emerging Canadian artists and bands. So if you want to get your music on here, all you have to do is contact us, earshot20@gmail.com. Facebook is facebook.com/earshot20 or Twitter @earshot20. And all three of those ways, very great ways to get a hold of us, and we can get some music on for you. And just like today, you're going to hear from a band in Ottawa, and they're called We Were Sharks. Postscript, because sometimes the best conversations happen after the interview's over, but you've already stopped the recording and you're just kind of talking on the phone. And the way that they got their name now, they were actually a band called Sharks, but then there was some legal issues around that because there were two other bands with the same name and they wanted to put out their album and move forward with performing. So they decided to call themselves We Were Sharks.
So, yeah, because they were.
They were. And until I interviewed them, I didn't know why. Why were you sharks? What happened? Was it Shark Week in Ontario when you named yourself? I didn't ask them that one. I was going to try to make a Shark Week joke, but then I was like, nah, they might not. They might not appreciate it. Then come to find out, pretty cool guys. They were awesome.
That's good.
Yeah. So we'll move on to some more music. And also coming up, you're going to get the first part of my interview with our number one artist this week, which is not who you think it is. If you think it was...
What if I do know who it is? So it is who I think it is.
Okay, for you, you know who it is. And anybody else who went to the website knows who it is. But if you think that the number one is last week's number one, then you're wrong.
Oh.
Because I already interviewed them, I think. Yeah, I did. Okay, so it's not the number one last week. Anyway, we'll get to it.
All right, you're going to hear from Toro y Moi and the album Anything in Return, number 17, falling two spots. And you're going to hear a track called How I Know. And then If I Am by My Bloody Valentine from their new record MBV at number 16, down from 13.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Don't seem sure what you with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
That was the remnants of ColecoVision left on this planet.
That was If I Am by My Bloody Valentine from their new record MBV at number 16, Dan from 13. And before that, How I Know by Toro Imoa from his latest record Anything in Return at number 17, Dan from 15.
It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emman, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation. And Brian's about to bring you some of the lowdown. These are albums that are on the charts making debuts and might make their way back up, or not back up, might make their way all the way up to the number 20 spot or above, and you might be hearing them later on.
All right, at number 47 is the latest from Harry Manx, who is a blues, folks, and world musician from Salt Spring Island, British Columbia, and his sixth studio album is called Om Sweet Om. At number 44 is the sophomore full-length album for Montreal post-punk, post-rock group Sons, called Image du Futur. At number 40 is Fire by Fire and the follow-up EP to their August release debut album for the Toronto synth-heavy power-pop band, and that is called Ashes. And at number 37 is the sophomore release for Montreal folk artist Leif Volbeck, entitled North Americana.
Awesome. All right, we're going to keep moving on through the charts, and coming up in just a little bit, you're going to hear the first part of my interview with our number one this week. And, of course, once you hear it, you'll be like, oh, so that's who it is, because I have to say his name, right? I mean, that's only couth for me to
recognize the individual you're talking to.
Thank you for that. You knew what I was thinking. I couldn't get
it. I saw you struggling.
It's awful.
I had to put an end to your misery.
I think it's because I'm so brilliant.
Oh, that's something no one's ever said.
No, you're right. Okay.
We're going to jump back into some tunes here. You're going to hear from Crystal Castles, rising back to number 15, up from 18, and off of their third self-titled record, you're going to hear Plague. Following that, number 14, down from 11, is Piss Jeans, and you're going to hear a selection from the album Honeys. We'll let you know what it was when we return.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Cat House by Piss Jeans from the record Honeys, now at number 14, down from 11. And at number 15, up from 18, was Crystal Castles from their third self-titled album. You heard a track called Plague.
We're chatting now with an artist who is no stranger to the charts. In fact, he's been in the top five for the last couple of weeks. Hayden joins us on the phone. Hayden, it's good to chat.
Hello.
So, Us Alone is your seventh full-length album. Tell us about the process for creating this album.
The process was not really playing or writing music for a couple of years, and then just slowly getting back into sitting in front of a piano or a guitar, and things just started happening again, and I generally I record and write at the same time, so that the recording of the record just basically started happening at that same time.
And the inspiration for this record, where do you draw your inspirations from?
Well, I you know, generally draw inspiration from what's going on in my life, and you know, because I usually take a while to make a record, there's a good 3 years of experience that goes into a particular, you know, record that I'm making. And this time around, it was the birth of my daughter and everything that's gone along with that.
Do you feel like your sound has changed over the years, or has there been a consistency in to the way in which you create your music?
I think there's a consistency, because I just there's certain sounds I like to hear. There's certain instruments that reoccur on my record. records, and then there's even certain ways of playing certain instruments that I tend to go to each time. So that would create a consistency along with the fact that I am the one finding the sounds and putting it all together in my, you know, strange, demented world of my home studio.
And I noticed, doing some reading up on you, I had noticed that there was a bit of a confusion about whether or not you were alive or dead on your Wikipedia page that came from a fan. Did that kind of spark you to start doing music again after that little hiatus you were on?
No, I mean, that's unfortunately, that Wikipedia thing was just something that amused me, so I put it on my my bio for this record. But there is confusion because I surely did not start writing songs because of that. That was in reference to once my record was done, the extra sort of motivation to, you know, quote, work the record more than I normally have been doing so in the past, meaning touring more, you know, publicizing the fact that I have a record out. But the record was almost completed by the time that whole thing happened.
All right, there's more with Hayden coming up, but first we're going to get back to the charts, and debuting at number 13 this week, it's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 13.
Who took your measurements from your toes to the top of your head? Yeah, you know. Who bought your clothes and new shoes and wrote you a book you never read? Yeah, you know. Who was it? Yeah, you know, we real cool. On the far side of the morning, who was it? Yeah, you know, we real cool. I hope you're listening. Are you? Who was it you called the good shepherd, rounding up the kids for their meal? Who chased your shadow running up behind, clinging to your high-flying heels? High-flying, high-flying, high-flying heels. Who was it? Yeah, you know we real cool. On the far side of the morning, who was it? Yeah, you know we real cool. And I hope you're listening. Measure the distance from the planets right down to your big blue spinning world. And heartbeats and tears and nervous laughter spilling down all over you, girl. Who was it? Yeah, you know real cool. And the world keeps on turning. Who was it? Yeah, you know. And I hope you're listening. Thank you. Sirius is 8.6 light years away. Arcturus is 37. The past is the past and it's here to stay. Wikipedia's heaven. When you don't want to remember no more, on the far side of the morning, oh, was it that you know we're real cool? And I hope you hear me and you'll call. Yeah, we're real cool. Yeah, we're real, real cool.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Keeps running, running.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was He Lets Her Memory Go Wild by Daniel Romano from his new album, which is sitting this week at number 11 up from 22, called Come Cry With Me. Before that, number 12, falling two spots, is Lee Harvey Osman and the folk Sinner. You heard Honey Runnin'. And starting off that set was We Real Cool by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Debuting at number 13 is their latest and 15th album for the Australian alternative rock band, and it is called Push the Sky Away.
That is the first 10 of the program. Now, you might be listening to us live in St. John, New Brunswick. We air every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we save the show, and we send it out for syndication all across the nation, being carried by over a dozen campus and community radio stations, and we're going to give a shout-out to those stations now, as we do every week. Brian's got the magical list.
And, of course, also thanks to the National Campus Radio Association for hosting the program on their program exchange.
Indeed.
As well as radioforall.net. You might be listening to us on CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Caper Radio, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CKUW in Winnipeg, CFUV 101.9 at the University of Victoria, CKU 88.1 in Halifax, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Kootenai Co-op Radio, UMFM at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, CFBX CX 92.5 in Kamloops, BC, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, or Bay of Islands Radio at the Grenfell campus of Memorial University in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland.
No matter where you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in. We are going to be back very soon with the top 10. You're going to hear from that Ottawa band I've been talking about, We Were Sharks. And you're also going to get the second part of my interview with our number one this week. If you haven't guessed it already, it is Hayden, knocking Yola Tango out of the first spot. But that'll all be coming up in the next hour of the program, so stay tuned for that. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/earshot20. Twitter is at earshot20. And email, you can email us at earshot20@gmail.com.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.